Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
Hi, Jose. This is Dana Davies. I work doing caregiving for my mom, Kathleen Cohen. I just texted you, but wanted to catch you before you left for the day. I spoke to you earlier today. I found out that my mom was approved for 92 hours instead of the 56 that she's currently approved for.
Oh, okay. Well, in this case, we need to wait for the insurance to send a notification to us. But
Okay,
yeah, I'm
they
sorry?
said it's they said it's effective September 27th, which is Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe
So
if they just notify you today, we should be receiving the notification tomorrow, 26th, Friday.
Okay,
But
but
yeah,
are
I
you
see
able
your
to tell me what
message.
the are you able to
Sorry?
tell me what the pay rate would be? You said it might go down if
Well, not me, but I can ask human resources about it, absolutely, and they can let me know.
Okay.
I
Okay.
see you were asking about the hours, and yeah, you are right. As long as you don't go over 16 hours daily, that should be okay.
Okay, so should I just clock in for 16 hours on Saturday then, or like do you need to put that in the system, or how does that work?
Not me, the insurance. I mean, as soon as they have post the authorization in the system, I will immediately reach you back to let you know that you can start clocking in the new hours. Okay?
Okay, but if you don't hear from them tomorrow, then how do I clock in on the 27th, which is the effective date?
Well, in that case, my recommendation is to don't clock in for the new hours if we don't receive that notification, because the agency might not be able to pay you if we don't have that authorization.
Okay, but should I clock in or no?
Oh yeah, I mean, with the new hours, not until we receive the new authorization.
Okay, but then if that's what I'm asking you, if you don't get it tomorrow, but it's effective on Saturday, then
my recommendation will be to don't clock in if we don't receive the authorization.
Okay.
Okay.
So
no, but I mean, just in case we don't receive it tomorrow, as well as you say that they already notified you about the increase, the longest it should take, to be honest, it should be maybe Monday. But I mean, it's even weird because usually when they update the authorization, they send that to us right on the next day. So we should be
okay.
Receiving that tomorrow. But just in case it doesn't happen, just in case, it should be just the longest it should take on Monday. Okay?
Okay. I mean, I understand that. But if it's effective Saturday, then I should be able to get paid for Saturday and Sunday.
I understand. But that's my recommendation because, as well as I said, if we don't have the authorization at that moment, Well, I'm not completely sure if these hours can be paid for you. I mean, for example, okay, you were going to say something, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just was going to mention that as well as we work with the authorization, if we don't have it, those hours might not be paid if you clock in for more than usual.
Okay. But if
okay.
You get the authorization Monday, wouldn't you see that it's effective on Saturday?
Yeah, if we receive it on Monday, you would be able to I mean, the Saturday will be processed. If we receive on Monday, if it has the effective date on Saturday, it should be paid. So what happens is that I don't wanna like tell you to work, but you know it's not 100% sure that you are going to be paid until we get the new authorization. That's what
okay.
happens.
But if the authorization is for September 27th, regardless of when you get it, as long as it says that, even if you get it on September 29th, you would still pay me for the 27th if it says effective.
That's right.
Okay.
You are right.
Okay. Well, so either way,
in that case,
might as well
if you want to clock it, you can do it. But like I said, it will not be paid until we receive the authorization. But if you want to clock in for the 27th, yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
Okay, and so in that
And
case, let me, I mean, we should have a new schedule for you to work, and also I have to speak with human resources about your rate to know exactly what it will be.
okay, and when will you
I
have
can
that
tell you.
information?
Well, right now I will send a request, and well, usually it should take around 1 hour for them to answer me. So right tomorrow you will have that information, okay, about the
Okay.
rate.
Okay. If you get it, you know, before you leave, you can always text it to me so I can
Absolutely.
figure it out.
I
And
will.
then, so you'll give me the hourly rate plus the overtime rate, correct?
Oh, correct, yeah. Basically the new rate will be only for your basic rate. And then over and after the 40 hours, you should be getting paid for the overtime.
Okay. So, okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And then I should figure out a new schedule based off of the 92 hours, correct?
Correct, yeah. As long as you have the new schedule, you can just text me and we will adjust the system for you to start using the new schedule.
And
Okay?
the week starts on Monday or Sunday?
Monday.
The new week
Monday.
starts on Monday, so it goes Monday to Sunday. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks to you for letting me know. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.